Dear devotees, Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Krishna Katha Mela. And as part of this Krishna Katha, we are having today delivering the wives of the Brahmanas who perform sacrifices. And to enlighten on this topic, today we have with us Her Grace Anita Ramya Mataji with us to enlighten on the topic. Hare Krishna Anita Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining the session and giving your very valuable time and association this morning, Mataji, and enlightening on the topic. Before hand on to you, I would like to hand over the call to Kirtida Mataji for a brief introduction about you, Mataji. Hare Krishna Kirtida Mataji, please take over the call. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Namasupriya Mataji, for your very, very sweet and warm welcome. And thank you each and every one of you for joining us in this wonderful session of Krishna Kathamrita. And today we are really fortunate to have Her Grace Anita Mataji with us. And I would like to just give a brief introduction. Mataji is into Krishna consciousness for past 2 years. And she is connected to Gauranga Desh Yatra in UAE. And she is an aspiring devotee, aspiring disciple of His Holiness Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj. And she is very eager to serve the devotees and, of course, to the lordships. Her services in Bhakti Sangha is that, you know, she normally gives the introduction for the morning sessions, Srimad Bhagavatam sessions, every alternate Saturday. And apart from that, other services are that she takes care of the voice podcast for ISKCON Bikaner. She takes care of voice podcast for ISKCON Bikaner. And she also gives Bhagavad Gita classes for ladies in UAE. And she also takes some shloka classes for children. And we are really very, very fortunate, Mataji, to have you on the call. And I also came to know that you also arrange for the wonderful speakers for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam classes. So all glories to your service, all glories to your dedication and sincerity. And we are looking forward to hear from you. You can please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Kirtida Mataji. Thank you so much for that introduction. I don't know whether I'm valuable for that or not. I'm really very indebted to Shamagauri Mataji for getting me connected in this Bhakti Sangha Jaba conference call and with all the Vaishnavis who are very exalted here. I'm just a small part in this, so I'm so happy thinking about it. And So today's topic, we will be going for Brahmana's wife, how they are got blessed by Lord Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Gopijana Vallabha, Giri Varadhari, Yashodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Teeravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ki Krishna Shri Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Hare Krishna. So I once again thanks all the Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas who are all present on the call and for giving me this wonderful opportunity to speak on Krishna Katha. And
Hare
wonderful to all the services. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yeah, I'm so sorry to interrupt you in between. The voice is on to the lower side, Mataji.
Oh, okay. I
don't know. Now, the okay was perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so then I think I should keep it here and then talk. Yeah, okay Mataji, thank you Mataji. So
So I'm really thankful to all of you who are all present over here and on the Facebook. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak on Krishna Katha. So, and it's a very wonderful job which we are doing for the past 1 month. We are hearing so many devotees speaking about Krishna. It's really relishing to all the Matajis. I really thank for giving such a wonderful nectar for past 1 month. So, and today I will be we will be discussing about Brahmanas, the Brahmanas' wives, how they have been blessed by Lord Sri Krishna. So, and I really want all your blessings, Matajis. Please bless me perform well in this Krishna Katha as a part of Bhakti Sampradaya conference call. Hare Krishna Vancha Kalpatrupasya Kripa Sindhu Payevacha Patitanam Pavanepya Vaishnavepya Namo Namaha Ananda Koti Vaishnavrindiki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sai Gaur Bhakti Vrindiki Jai Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, I will share screen, Mataji. Can you view, Mataji? Mataji, sir, can anyone view the screen?
Yes,
no,
Mataji, we can see
that. Yeah, okay. Mataji, just do it in the presentation mode, so it will be clear.
I'm very much weak in this, Mataji. I don't know how to present.
In the bottom right side on the bottom where it is written 50. Yeah, this sign. This sign. Not this sign. The right side.
The
right,
next one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can press on this. Yes,
yeah.
Now a bit better.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji. So today we'll be discussing on part 23 of Lord Shri Krishna's Leela. So named as Brahmana's wife, how they have been blessed by Lord Shri Krishna. So first of all, every day when Lord Shri Krishna, when he wakes up in the morning, he will be thinking, now how, which devotee we have to bless today? So it's like that. So Krishna is always ready to help us every day and all time. But we are fallen into this material world that we have forgotten about him. So that's why we are just suffering in this material world. But Krishna is so merciful that while he is waking up from his sleep, he will think, which devotee to bless today, which devotee to save today. So it's always his thinking. So let's see first about the Brahmanas. Now, who are the Brahmanas actually here? The Brahmanas are the one which it is said in the Bhagavatam about the Brahmanas, which Prabhupada has explained. The Brahmanas are the ones who perform all Vedic sacrifices. They know all Vedas. They know all Vedas, all hymns, all sacrifices, everything they know. It is not that they are not knowing anything, but one thing which they lack is Krishna. They know everything, each and everything they know, what are the sacrifices to perform in the material world, but to gain the material assets, but they lack in Krishna consciousness. So that is why Prabhupada always say, if a Vaishya is greater than a Brahmana, because, so if a Brahmana is performing the sacrifices and all at the same time, if he is remembering Lord Shri Krishna, then he is also known as a Vaishnava. But if he is forgetting about Krishna, then he is not to be called as a Vaishnava. Even though if he is a Brahmana, he is not learned. So who is very learned then? The learned persons are the one who knows Krishna. So now let's go into this katha. So first, starting off this subject, first in the first text of Srimad Bhagavatam, the boys, actually the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balram, who are the cowherd boys who are headed by Krishna and Balram, they are going to the forest to play around. And in the meantime, the boys are feeling very hungry. So they call out to, "Hey, Ram, Ram. Ram, Ram, we are so hungry. Please give us some food." So now we have to think on
Why do they call Ram and Ram? It means for Balramji. So why they are calling out for Balramji? Because in one way, Balramji is Guru Tattva. He is the one who gives us knowledge and who rectifies all the doubts that is about the Lord. So if we want to approach Krishna, we cannot approach directly. We have to approach only through a guru. So that is why the boys go and call, "Hey Ram, Ram, please give us food." So, and the other realization which we get from here is, so even in pandemic situation, when we are in, for example, if you say if the house is set into fire, we call out for help, help, help. So we will say like that. So it's like a helpless, in a helpless mode, we are calling out for somebody to help. So in that way, the Brahmanas, the boys, the cowherd boys, they call out for, "Hey Ram, Ram, please help us. Please help us. We are feeling so hungry. Please help us. We want some food." So they're calling out to Balramji. So, and Balramji, as a Guru Tattva, he neglects all the anarthas which is set in our heart, and he shows Krishna. So that is what happened in Devaki's womb also. So after all the six anarthas were gone, then Balramji came. Then he purified the womb. Which was contaminated with six anarthas, which is meant as our heart. So in our heart, Balramji is there to destroy all the six anarthas. After that, we could see our Lord Shri Krishna. So here, and Krishna is there for us to give protection. To give protection. So as a conditioned being in this world, we have so many desires. We have so many desires. We are present in lust. We are in greed. We are in angry. So all these things are there. So these anarthas actually will be rectified by Balramji, and Krishna will come us and give us the way for the Goloka. So, and in this text, now the boys. Call out to Balramji, helplessly, "Hey Ram, Ram, please give us food." So it is not that the gopas were hungry. It is to serve Krishna. So there is one. This is one more realization with which Prabhupada says. So it is to serve Krishna. These boys are saying that they are hungry. See, for example, when a guest is there at our home. We feel so hungry, but it is not that we can keep the guest and we can eat. So what we ask them, you know, do you want gulab jamun, do you want rasagulla? So we ask them all these things, and then we make it for them, in the sense that is, we are making for us also. Okay, so in that ways, Krishna, here the gopas are not hungry, but they are thinking that Krishna might be hungry because they are playing for a long time and Krishna will be hungry at this time. So we have to serve him with some food. So that's why they are saying indirectly that we are hungry. So we are hungry and we want to eat food. So that's why they call out to Krishna and say that, "Hey Krishna, we are so hungry. Well, please give us some food." Now, here what Krishna is doing is, Krishna and Balramji, what they are doing is, they are in Vrindavan. Only few of them know that they are Lord. They are the Supreme Lord, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But all other people think them as only ordinary boys. Same way, even the Brahmanas also thought. Here, Krishna wanted to help the devotees of the Brahmanas, Brahmanas' wives. Yeah, so the devotees who are the Brahmanas' wives, so to make them to get liberation. So in that way, he wanted to teach a lesson even to the Brahmanas also. So that is why this Leela was being performed by Shri Krishna. So Krishna wanted to give mercy to all the Brahmanas and the wives also. So first, what he says is, to the cowherd boys, you can go to the Brahmanas nearby. One sacrifice is going on. You can go to the Brahmanas and ask them for food. But Krishna knows in mind that these Brahmanas will not give the food because they are interested only in the material desires. So that's why they are performing the sacrifices. But they don't understand me. So what is the use of the sacrifice? What is the absolute truth of the sacrifice? It is only Krishna. So, but the Brahmanas, they are not knowing about this. So Krishna just wanted to just wanted to make them understand. See, actually, Krishna wants us to come back to him. He wants us to come back to home, back to Godhead. Like how when a child goes out for any outing or any friend's house or anywhere, if he goes out, the mother or father at home, they keep on calling, please come, please come. So, and at last, it takes time for the boy to come. So, same way, Krishna keeps on calling us to come back to him. So he will check with us. Same way he is checking with the Brahmanas, because it should not be said that why Krishna didn't check with us, why he went to the went to our wives to give them liberation, why he didn't check with us. So in that way, no one should blame Krishna. So Krishna first is testing the Brahmanas. He is going to the Brahmanas. He is saying the coward boys to go to the Brahmanas and ask for the food. So anyways, he knows that they won't provide, but still you go and ask for the food. So these boys, the Brahmanas are performing the sacrifices, and these boys are going there and asking for the food. Actually, they are performing the sacrifices for what? They are performing the sacrifices to get heavenly planets. But here Krishna is calling them to Goloka. This is, they cannot understand. So performing the sacrifices to go to heavenly planets is permanent or not? It's not permanent. Performing the sacrifices for the material gain is not permanent at all. It is going to be temporary. It will be lost in any ways. This material world is fully made up of happiness and distress. Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 2 that this material world is made up of full of happiness and distress. But we are so conditioned that we are not understanding, and we are so bound up to this material world. And even we are seeing in our daily, day-to-day life, in one day we have happy, we are happy. And in the other day, we are not happy. So this is why, because we are conditioned. The soul has forgotten Krishna. The soul which is bound up with the material nature has forgotten Krishna. Actually, the soul wants, is hankering for Krishna. But we are this material nature, this Maya, this Mahamaya is not allowing us to realize Krishna, because we are bound up to this material nature. So here, The Brahmanas, they are performing the sacrifices, but is it that permanent? It is not permanent. So that is what told in Bhagavad Gita. Trividya mam somapa somapa putapapa yankyer ishtva svargatim pratayante te punyam asyadhya surendra lokam asnanti divyan divideva bhogan. So what is the meaning of this? Those who study the Vedas and drink the Soma juice, seeking the heavenly planets, worship me indirectly. Purified of sinful reactions, they take birth on the pious heavenly planet of Indra, where they enjoy godly delights. So what Krishna is saying here, he is saying those who are doing the sacrifices, they are worshipping me indirectly. But directly, if you want to reach Krishna, it is only one path, which Krishna is saying. Can any Mataji say only one path to reach directly Krishna? What is that? Hare Krishna. Any Matajis? Okay. So,
devotional service?
Yes. Yes, Mataji. Is that Indulekha Mataji? Okay. So thank you, Mataji. So yes, so only one way which we want to reach Krishna is the devotional service. So devotional service, which means bhakti, it is very easy. Just we have to chant. So this, for this Kali Yuga, our Lord Chaitanya has given a very beautiful thing, which is to chant every day. So that is what we are doing every day in Bhakti Sangha Java conference call, and it's really wonderful to see all the devotees meeting in the morning and in the mid-morning according to US time meeting, and you are chanting so nicely. So, and you are all really blessed devotees of Lord Shri Krishna, and Krishna must be very happy with all of you. Hare Krishna. So these Brahmanas, they are not knowing that the Vedas absolute is our Lord Shri Krishna only. So they are just thinking, they want to just go to the Indraloka, and they just want to enjoy Urvashi Menaka Ramba and drink the Somarasa and then we happily stay there. They are not knowing the absolute truth at all. So here Krishna knows these things. And yet he is saying the cowherd boys to go them. And cowherd boys, just like Arjuna, how he just obeyed the orders of Shri Krishna, same way the cowherd boys also hearing the orders of Shri Krishna. I think I told even Arjuna also, okay. Arjuna, how he heard to the orders of Shri Krishna, same way the cowherd boys also just hearing to the orders of Krishna. Even they do know these Brahmanas are really head-weighted Brahmanas. They won't look at us. They won't even talk to us. So how are we supposed to go to them? Even the cowherd boys also know. But still, since Krishna has told, they are taking the path which Krishna has shown, and they are going to the Brahmanas and they are asking for the food. And Brahmanas are really, really very, they are very busy in performing the sacrifices. They are not hearing to what these boys say. So these cowherd boys come to the Brahmanas. Even if the cowherd boys are not studied or uneducated, what they do is they come to the sacrificial place and they just with folded palms they beg to Brahmanas to give some food. Krishna, you know, Krishna and Balram are waiting there. Just give them food. So, and these Brahmanas, they are doing the sacrifice just to enjoy the Indraloka. And in 9.21, what Krishna is saying, when they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus, those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. So this is what the Brahmanas are doing. And in 8.16, what Krishna is saying, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. This is what Krishna is wanting to say to all of us, but we are still like we are forgetting always. We are forgetting Krishna and we are just bounded to this repeated birth and death. So the only way which we have to come out of it is just do the chanting, the Sankirtan movement which Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya has given to us. It's a very easy way in which we can come out of this conditioned world. And then, so the Gopas go there and they, with the folded arms, what they say is, please give us some food. So first, actually, when they are executing the orders of Shri Krishna, first the Gopas go there and they say, what they say is, Krishna has sent us. Why? Actually, Krishna has told the cowherd boys to go there, to go to the sacrificial place and tell them that Balramji has sent us. And Krishna has told to get some food. Actually, Krishna is saying like this. Krishna, why he is saying like this? Ask food from the Brahmanas by saying Balramji name first and then my name. Because Balramji is a Kshatriya and Krishna is a Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are all, neither one is a Brahmana actually. So, but Vaishnavas are all very pleased, very compassionate. So that's why Krishna is saying, first tell Balramji name and then my name. And Balramji is who? He is a Guru Tattva. So that's why Krishna is saying this. But what these boys are doing, the Gopas are going there and they are saying the name of first Krishna. So it is because in their mind only Krishna is there. So they say Krishna has sent us and to get some food from you. Now Krishna has sent them to beg for some food. Krishna, in the same way, Krishna is begging to everyone. He is begging for love. He is begging for butter. He is begging for food. He is begging for our devotional service. So that is what Krishna wants. Krishna wants us to surrender to him. Like how Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, he says, to leave all the religious activities and surrender unto him. So we have to follow what Krishna is saying. So same way here, the Gopas go and say their Brahmanas that Krishna and Balram are so hungry, please give them some food. And here one more thing we can have a realization, which is Krishna says to tell our names. That is what a Sankirtan moment. By saying Krishna and Balram, it is a Sankirtan, it is a Kirtan. So like we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is a Sankirtan. So when you say Krishna and Balram, it is a Sankirtan. So in that way, so the Brahmanas may, at least they may hear. So that is why Krishna is mentioning them to say this. Say first their say their names. So but what these boys are going there and saying, they're saying the Krishna name and they're asking for the food. So they're asking for the charity. Although they are not educated, they know everything, these boys. How do they know everything? That is what Krishna is saying in 10.1. Tesham evanu kammartam aham ajnana jam tamahan ancheyami atma bhavasto jnana dhipena bhasvata. So to show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So one who knows Krishna knows everything. That is what Krishna is saying in 10.11. So the illiterate Brahmana in, for this example, is the illiterate Brahmana in Sri Rangam. We know this pastime, right? So Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, when he goes to South India, he sees a Brahmana in Sri Rangam. And this Brahmana, he is just having the Bhagavad Gita in his hand and he's just going on. He doesn't know the Sanskrit words. But when Lord Krishna Chaitanya, when he's asking to the Brahmana, what you're doing with the book? Why you are crying always? So then this Brahmana, he's saying, I want to read, my spiritual master has told me to read the book. That's why I am trying to read the book. But I don't know any word of the book. But Chaitanya, when he is asking, then why you are crying? So this Brahmana is saying, when I see the cover page, and seeing Lord Shri Krishna is as a chariot driver of Arjuna, I think of how menial service Krishna is ready to perform for his devotee. So I am so awestruck of this compassion of Lord Shri Krishna, and my eyes are filled with tears. I really don't have words to say. So this is what Lord the Brahmana is saying to Shri Krishna Chaitanya, and Krishna Chaitanya immediately embraces the Brahmana, so, and says, you have understand the purpose of all the Vedas. Even if you are illiterate, you have understood the Vedas. The absolute of the all Vedas is Lord Shri Krishna. That is what is wanted. So that is what Krishna is also saying here. Aham Vedya Pravartato. So what Krishna is saying is, you can reach me without any sacrificial ceremonies. So I am here directly calling you, but you are busy in performing all worldly material activities. So Krishna is giving us chance again and again to come back to him. So the same way he is telling the Brahmanas also indirectly through the cowherd boys, because as I told previously, it should not be that Krishna has not approached the Brahmanas, because he wants to confirm also. When Krishna is approaching us, we have to be ready to catch hold of him. If we are not ready, then Krishna is there to test us every time. He is there to test us. So we have to be ready to do any service for Krishna. So if we reject him, then Krishna will leave us and go. That's what is happening in this Brahmana's case. So he comes and asks the Brahmanas indirectly through the cowherd boys, through the Gopas, that Krishna and Balram are waiting, so give them some food. But these Brahmanas, they are being so puffed up with the material activities, with the sacrifices, they are not ready to hear to the Gopas. They are not giving their ears also. They are very much busy. They are not looking at them also. At least we have to respond, right? If anyone comes and talks to you, we have to at least respond. But what they are doing is, they are not seeing even the face of the gopas, and these gopas are so worried. They are without knowing Krishna, they are performing the sacrifices. But these gopas, they know Krishna. They don't know anything in Vedas, but they are really very high elevated devotees, these gopas are. So the brahmanas, even though they know, it's like, for example, if a cow is there, if we have a cow, if the cow is not giving milk, what is the use of the cow? The same way these brahmanas. So the brahmanas, even if they are performing the sacrifice, but they don't know Krishna, then what is the use of the sacrifice? They are again going to perform in the material world. That is not knowing to them. So that is what Krishna is saying. And so why these brahmanas are foolish and ignorant? I don't know. Oh my God, this went... Yeah. So why Krishna is the gopas, then they go to Krishna and Balramji and say that these brahmanas, they didn't answer to us. What are we supposed to do, Krishna? They are asking to Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. These brahmanas are not ready to listen to us. We are so disappointed. So now Krishna is smiling. Because he knows, yeah, I know this. I know they won't accept you because they are very puffed up and they are so headweight that they don't know me. They know only the Vedas because the Brahmanas, they are so puffed up that they are the only one. They know only the Vedas, which is told in the Purport by Srila Prabhupada. And which is told by Shri Krishna. So so these brahmanas, they are not valuing what is to be valued, like how our education system is here in this material world. So in this material world, the education system, we say it is so valuable because if you study, then we can go to other higher grades, which means like we can have a good life, a good job and everything. But that is all of not value. So what value is only Shri Krishna. So that is what these brahmanas they are not valuing, which is to be valued. That is, they are not valuing Shri Krishna. So now Krishna is saying, yeah, you have gone to beg. It's okay. Beggars are not always successful, right? Because we have to beg to so many places. It's okay. Now, you don't be disappointed of this. Now you may go to the Brahmanas' wives. So I know. So now this is the point where Krishna wanted to go actually. In the morning, he is thinking to bless the Brahmanas' wives only. So through the Brahmanas, he wanted to reach the Brahmanas' wives. So now he is saying the gopas to go to the Brahmanas' wives. So he is saying to the gopas, you go to the Brahmanas' wives. They will give nice palatable dishes. So the boys then they went and they asked to the Brahmanas' wives. Yeah. So they went and asked the Brahmana's wife, "Oh Mata, please give us food. Krishna and Balram are waiting there in the Yamuna river. We want food to carry to them." So now these Brahmana's wives, now we have a small pastime for this Brahmana's wives, which I heard in one lecture. So these Brahmana's wives are so exalted devotees in their past life. They were wives of rishis. Rishis, they were performing yajñas, and these wives, they were so chastised. They were so pious wives, and they were also performing the yajña along with their rishis, that is along with their husbands. And what happens is, they were so beautiful. These wives are so beautiful. And the Agni Dev, who is on the Agni Kunda, he is just raising up and he is just the fire goes and embraces, just touches these ladies, these Brahmana's wives. So this is the previous pastime. So, but these wives, they are not knowing what is happening. They are just sitting and doing the sacrifices. But one rishi in that sacrifice, he is knowing what is happening. And then he curses Agni Deva to be thirsty and hungry for life after life. And then the rishi curses even the Brahmana's wives also. You have to go and descend to the material world and suffer a lot. You have to go to the material world and then you have to do the pious activity and then return to us. So now these actually the rishis are so these wives are so chastised, and they are, the rishis and the wives are so lovable to each other that they are crying out of separation. How we will go? Because, and the wives are saying, actually, we don't know what was happening. We are innocent in this picture. How can you blame us? How can you chastise us like this? So then the rishi is saying, it's okay. It may be a karma, because they are also so lovable to their wives. The rishis are also lovable to their wives. So the rishi says, so this may be your past karma which has to be done. So it may be all Krishna's plan only. So don't worry. You can go to the material world and be wife of pious brahmanas, and you will be elevated by Sri Krishna himself. So you will see Lord Sri Krishna in front of you, and he will elevate you. He will liberate you. So that is why maybe this curse was given, and these are all Krishna's plan. So then the wives, then they are so happy. They are happy, and they are saying, "Okay, then let's accept the chastisement." So this is how the Brahmanas' wives are descending to the earth, and they are wives of these pious Brahmanas who are not knowing Shri Krishna. So now Krishna says that Gopas to go to the Brahmana's wives and get for the food. And the Brahmana's wives, actually, they know about Krishna. How they do know about Krishna is the gopis from Vrindavana, they always come to the Yamuna river and always they speak on Krishna, speak about Krishna's form, name, quality, activities, leelas, everything they are speaking about Krishna. So by hearing, it is just by hearing, they develop the love for Krishna. The Brahmana's wives, just by hearing of Krishna, they develop the love for Krishna. So the same thing which was happened even for Rukmini ji also, she was just hearing about Krishna and she decided to marry Krishna. So but here these Brahmana's wives, they are devotees of Krishna. They hear of Krishna and they want to serve Krishna. So that's why when the Gopas came and told that we want food, the Brahmana's wives immediately they packed all the palatable dishes, whatever they have, and they wanted to go and serve Krishna. But in middle, what happened is the husbands, the sons and the fathers, they all stopped them. You should not go this. We are doing sacrifices. You should not go in middle. So, but these Brahmana's wives, they rejected because when we are doing bhakti, when we are doing devotional service, they said if anyone stops, we can reject it. That is what happened with Bali Maharaj and his guru. His guru Shukracharya told not to give benediction to Lord Vamandev. But what Bali Maharaj told, no, the Lord Narayana has come himself to me and asking for this benediction. I will serve myself for him. So that is where the guru in this context, actually, even if it is a guru, we have to understand, even if it is a guru who is stopping us in performing the devotional activity, we can reject them. So that is what here the Brahmana's wives do. What they do is the husbands, the son and fathers, they even the family members, all they stopped them from going to Krishna. But what these pious Brahmana's wives did, they just came out of them. They told no one could stop them from serving Krishna, and they came to serve Krishna. So they took the palatable dishes and they served. They came to serve Krishna. So for devotees, priority is not family ties, but the Lord's pleasure. So priority is only Lord. So it is said even in Kunti Devi's prayer, Kunti Devi says, what she says is, always they have to remember Krishna. They want to serve Krishna every time. Even when this is Kunti Devi, she is saying, if I'm forgetting you, if you're not with us, then what is the use of staying here? So in spite, let me have only you and not have any my kinsmen. So this is what Kunti Devi says. If you ask us to pray like this, I don't know how many of us will be doing, but still we have to
think on it. We have to pray for it. We have to pray only for Krishna. And Krishna and Balram, they are so in the bank of Yamuna River, they are looking so beautiful, they are so attractive. They are seeing, the Brahmana's wives are seeing Krishna and Balram in the Yamuna River. They are seeing Krishna and Balram are so attractive. Their dress, their jewels, their garlands, their hands, their legs, everything is so beautiful. Their eyes are so beautiful. They are seeing Krishna and they are coming and embracing Krishna. See how much benediction, how much they are so blessed to embrace Krishna. So just while thinking of this itself, we are just imagine how it is, how it will be if we embrace Lord Himself. So Krishna was very pleased by the devotion of the Brahmana's wives, and then Brahmana's wives give the food to Lord Sri Krishna, and then what Krishna says is, now we can go home and take part in the sacrifice. But wives, what they are saying, no Krishna, we cannot go home. We have rejected everyone and come to you. Like how the gopis, they rejected everyone and came to Krishna. But this is their wives. This is the Brahmana's wives. So the Brahmana's wives, what they are saying is, we rejected everyone and come to you, Krishna. Now, how it is possible you are saying us to go to them again? We are not ready to go to them. We want only you. It's enough. It's enough. We want only you. So please protect us, Krishna. They are praying to Krishna. But because Krishna protects his devotees in all dangers, right? So Krishna protects. So like how Krishna protected Uttara and Draupadi. Draupadi, she was in a helpless condition on the assembly hall of Kauravas. So in that at that time, Lord Shri Krishna, he helped her. She just raised her both hands and she told, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So she told and Lord came and helped her. Same way, even Uttara also. In her womb, Parikshit was about to die and Krishna went and saved. So Lord is always there to protect us even in our hard times. So it is not there. Yes, there will be tests in our, there will be struggles in our life when we are chanting or when we are doing devotion practice. There is no devotee who is not without any struggles. There are struggles. We have to overcome it. That is what Krishna is also wanting it. Krishna is actually a playful boy. And he will test us. He will give us troubles. But he is the one who will protect us also. So we have to be, in any situation, we have to hold the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So Krishna, now the wise say, we have neglected everyone and came, Lord. So no one will accept us now. So please don't tell us to go again. So we don't want to go there. So now, what happens is Krishna says, no, if you go there, nothing will happen. The Brahmanas, they will realize you. They will not chastise you. They will realize you and they will praise you. So that is what Krishna is saying. And here Krishna, what it is said is, if Krishna is satisfied, whole world is satisfied. So we have to try to satisfy only Krishna. Like it is said even in Bhagavad Gita, if you pour water to the roots, the whole tree and its branches will get its will get the nourishment. The same way, if we just simply do devotion service to Krishna, then all the demigods, anarthas will go and our mind will be peaceful and we will be satisfied. So like how Durvasa Muni, during the Pandavas exile, Durvasa Muni, he wanted food to Yudhishthira, but they didn't have food. But at last Krishna came running and took the Akshaya Patra and ate only one leaf. That one leaf was enough. So Krishna was satisfied and he satisfied all the rishis who were present over there. So the devotees are not inimical to anyone. So Lord Sri Krishna, even in Bhagavad Gita, he says, those who don't want to hear Bhagavad Gita, don't tell them.
But Krishna's devotees, the Vaishnavas, are so compassionate, like how our Prabhupada was. He was so compassionate. How he is a single man army only, I could say. He is a single man army. How he took so much of pain to give and to deliver this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and so many books. So it's really relishable. So if we read the Prabhupada Lilamrita, I hope many of them have read here. So it's really wonderful how much pain going to America, seeing the hippies. And it's really tough to change the hippies. It's just only Krishna's plan, we can say, because we are seeing so many of them, even relatives in our family and even friends in this world. So we are seeing so many of them. If we say them about Krishna, then they will say, "Are you mad? Are you saying something philosophical? I don't want that." So they will just neglect and they will go. But see Prabhupada, how compassionate he was, how patient he was. So he just delivered Krishna to the hippies around in America and changed them to devotees wearing kantimala, tilak, saffron clothes. So it's really wonderful. So that's why devotees of the Lord is very compassionate. And Krishna says, "Transcendental love for me does not depend upon bodily connection. But anyone whose mind is always absorbed in me will surely very soon come to me for my eternal association." So what Krishna is saying, it is not bodily connection. So we have to always think of Krishna. So what can we do for thinking of Krishna always? Any Matajis? How can we think of Krishna always? Hare Krishna, Mataji, are you here?
By chanting, Mataji, chanting.
Yes, yes. So this is what our devotees are on Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Because we are always chanting, right? So we know what is recommended for Krishna Prema. So now the sacrifice was over. So one who wants Krishna always, one who wants to think of Krishna always, we have to chant his name. We have to say, talk about him. So we should not waste our lives, which means we have only one. We don't know how many lives we have, that only Krishna knows. We don't know even in our past life how we were there. We might have been an ant. We might have been a cockroach. Here in Dubai, you can see so many cockroaches around in the home. Only small. In India, you can see big. Here, small, like ants it will be. So I used to think, nowadays I'm thinking, oh my God, these cockroaches are also like, even the soul, the super soul is present in this cockroach also, but it's really disturbing us. So it's like that. So we might have been even like that of the cockroaches also. So everything, whatever we see, whatever we think, whatever we speak, whatever we write, so everything should be Krishna. So our mind should be absorbed in Krishna. Only then we will get that desired success of Krishna Prema, which is told in our Padma Puran. So one of the Brahmana's wives, the Brahmana's wives, they go to the Brahmana's again. And what they say is, the Brahmana's, after seeing the wives, they feel sorry. They are like they are very much shameful of their activity of neglecting Lord Shri Krishna and Balram when Gopas came and told her. They did not at all realize why these boys are coming. They didn't hear also, right? So now they are regretting for that so much. Oh my God, we just neglected these boys, and we neglected even Krishna also. And see, what is the use of studying so much scriptures and sacrifices and doing so much performing these Vedas, performing these sacrifices. So, and they say these Brahmana, our wives are really so compassionate. They haven't learned any Vedas. They don't know any sacrifices. They're just simply helping us. But they have so much love for Krishna. This is what Krishna is wanting. Krishna is not wanting to study all the scriptures or anything. Just remember him, just say his name, just offer him food, just perform some arati, just remember of Krishna, just speak of Krishna. Only that Krishna is wanting us to do. So if we do that, we can also have a chance to see Krishna. So, and then, so boys, then what they do is they get the food from these Brahmana's wives, and they are going to Krishna, and they are all sharing the food. So Krishna, see how wonderful these gopas are. These gopas also have done so much pious activities in their past lives to be friend of Krishna, right? So if you want to be friends of Krishna, at least we are here just hearing Krishna Katha and chanting, because we have done some pious activities in our previous lives. So that's why in previous lives means it must have been so many lives even before also, not just one. So that's why at least we have got this chance of speaking about Krishna. So see these gopas, how much they must have done so much pious activities that they have just being friend of Krishna. So it's really wonderful, right? So we also want to go and sit there and eat with Krishna like this. Let's see. So we should develop that love for Krishna. So the boys, the gopas, they enjoy the food with Krishna, and Krishna is attracting the boys and cubs with his words. Yeah, Krishna is all attractive, you know, right? So he is just he's a juggler in words. Yeah, he's a juggler in words. So he speaks so many messages which we won't understand also. It will be in a dilemma message only. So we have to see him keenly, and we have to observe him keenly to understand him. So Brahmanas, now the Brahmanas' wives go there. The Brahmanas welcome the Brahmanas' wives, and they regret for their sinful activity. And then, so they condemn, what they are doing is they condemn themselves. So what they are saying is they are feeling sorry for what they have done. So women are less intelligent. It is said even in scriptures also, women are less intelligent, but they are having more devotion. Women's are having so much devotion towards the Lord, because, and women's are so compassionate. We are multi-talented actually. Women are multi-talented. We are doing devotion. We are taking care of the family. We are working. So much activities we are doing. So women are so much intelligent and so much devoted to the Lord. And Krishna here, actually, he need not have to beg. If he sees, just everything will come to him. But why he is begging is, he is begging only for a love. There are so many Lakshmis. It is said even in Brahma Samhita also, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyam Anam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So there are so many goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha Lokas. Like we are worshipping so many Lakshmis, like here in material world, the Ashta Lakshmis, right? And so many Lakshmis are there. All of these Lakshmis are serving whom? Lord Shri Krishna only. So they are serving Lord Shri Krishna in Vaikuntha Loka. And so the Brahmanas, due to Maya, the Brahmanas, what they are retreating is, due to this Maya, we just forgot Shri Krishna. We want to ask forgiveness to Krishna, but what happens is they are afraid of Kamsa. These Brahmanas are afraid of Kamsas, but the devotees, see the Brahmanas' wives, they were stopped by, even when they were stopped by the husbands, the sons, the relatives, but they just came out of the bar and they went to Krishna. So this is what the devotees are fearless. That is what Krishna is saying here. The devotees are fearless. But here comes the Brahmanas, why they are they want to ask forgiveness to Krishna, but why they are not going to Krishna? Because they are fear of Kamsa, because they are not devotees of Krishna. So the devotees have no fear. For example, the Narasimha and Prahlada. his father asked him what he have learned in Gurukul, and Prahlada told, I have learned only Narayana. Narayana is a cause of all. So where Prahlad's father Hiranyakashipu, he was shocked to hear this actually, and he's saying, how come you say Narayana name? You know, everyone knows about this, right? So how can you say Narayana name when I'm here? You should not utter his name, he's saying. But Prahlad, he is repeatedly saying Narayana's names only. So, and how much he had to undergo for that, for uttering the Lord's name. And but he was, because he was fearless, he knows that Lord Shri Krishna will protect him. So the lesson we have to learn here is, no one can stop in devotion. If anyone is there to stop us from devotion, we have to break the bars and go. So here the Brahmanas regret for their sinful activity which they have done, and they take their wives and do the sacrifice and do the sacrifice ceremony in a good way, and they finish it off. So the conclusion is in 2.46, what Lord Sri Krishna says is, all purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind him. So this is what we were discussing, that pouring water to the root is will give the nourishment to the whole tree. So the next in 11.53, what Lord Shri Krishna says, the form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. So what Krishna is saying, it is not necessary. That is what Brahmana's wives did here. It's not necessary to study Vedas and all. Even Gopas also, they are not learned. They just go simply to Krishna and they just remember of Krishna. They are just Krishna's mood every time. So only that will make them delivered. So only those people can worship Krishna and attain Krishna. And 11.54, what Krishna says is, my dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So what he is saying is, only devotional service will help to see Krishna, not in the mundane eyes. When we are chanting, actually, when we are... while chanting, we have so many distractions. Even many of the speakers also have told about it. So chanting, we have so many distractions. Like as soon as we sit for chanting, our mind will be deviating. Oh, you're chanting, okay, let me go here and come. Let me go to this relative house and come. Let me go to kitchen and come. Let me go to my child's school and come. So the mind will be keep on saying in it something or the other. But we have to be cautious. That is what we have to be cautious, in the sense we have to hear the name of the Lord when we are chanting. That is difficult. But leave the mind. At least you keep on chanting. In one day, the chanting will be purified. And 1866, this is what Lord Shri Krishna says, which we were discussing first. Abandon all varieties. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papepi mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So Krishna's devotees will not fear. So we will have to just chant and be happy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So just keep on chanting, like how we are doing in this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Keep on chanting and just remember the Lord. One day we will see the Lord. So when we are, it is said that when we are chanting, the Lord's name is dancing in our tongue. So Lord is sitting in front of us and seeing us. Okay, yeah, this devotee is calling me. I should go and attend him. So if we are sincerely chanting, Lord will be sitting in front of us and he will be hearing and dancing. So if we want to realize, we have to realize that. So for realizing, what we should do is, we should just chant attentively. We should not deviate our mind in chanting. We should chant attentively. And if we chant attentively, to sure that we can see Krishna one day. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to all of them on the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. And so please forgive me if I have done any mistake. If I have done anything good, then all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Vancha kalpa trupasya kripa sindhu peyavacha patitanam pavanepiyo vaishnavaipiyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrindiki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. And please bless me to serve Lord Krishna and devotees well. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji. Thank you for such a beautiful class. We practically covered the entire chapter. And yes, the way you were narrating that how the cowherd boys went on the order of Krishna, but Krishna said, just take the name of Balaram. And then how they all went and they were not accepted by the Brahmanas. And then the Dvijapatnis, they came and they, just like gopis, they left their husband and they served Krishna. So yes, you said a right thing that yes, our priority should be serving Krishna. Even if while doing our household chores or our 9-to-5 jobs or our duties, but still if we try to keep Krishna in the center, that would be great. And thank you for stressing on the point of remembering Krishna always by chanting Krishna's holy name and doing devotional service. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the wonderful session. Actually, this session was very beautifully covered by Hari Parshad Prabhu. So your session reminded me of that. So thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranams.
Thank you, Mataji. Dandavat Pranams, Mataji. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, it's really a blessing for me to hear from you, actually. So you are so exalted devotee and you are giving so many classes. So I'm really blessed to hear from you, Mataji, and all the other Matajis also on the call. Thank you so much.
No, Mataji, I don't know what's the meaning of exalted. But yes, for sure, I'm just trying to be a devotee.
Thank you
for your association.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji. What a beautiful class, as Kitana Mataji said. So, so nice points, Mataji, you covered. And especially in the middle of the class, you sound like Nitai Sevani Mataji. While quoting examples, while giving from the scriptures, you sounded like Nitai Sevani Mataji. But yeah, it's like very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for taking the time and giving all the details, Mataji. Whatever details and the Bhagavad Gita shlokas you have cited very nicely, Mataji, to the point. All the details also very nice, Mataji. And one point especially I liked, wherever we are, whatever we are doing in chanting, especially we have to do chanting with one-pointed attention. The mind goes to school, the mind goes to kitchen. Those are very, very apt, Mataji. As ladies, we tend to think all these things while chanting. That is the time we are spreading our mind throughout these areas. That's very true, Mataji. And remaining points, whatever you covered, those are wonderful, Mataji. Keep on giving classes like this, Mataji. Very awesome class. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all of your devotees. Mercy, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, anybody would like to share their realizations with Mataji? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Such a
Mataji, can I see you, Mataji?
Yes, Very beautiful class, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much, Mataji. You have brought in Srimad Bhagavad Gita into the story and you have quoted many verses from there. You have related to the story and you also brought in Kunti Maharani. You brought Draupadi story and so many stories you have connected to this particular story. Thank you so much, Mataji. You have a lot of knowledge. Please bless me so that I also get that kind of knowledge. Very, very beautiful, Mataji. I love your chanting, Mataji. Personally, I love your chanting so much. You chant so loud so that even if I'm sleepy, my sleep will just get away from there. So thank you, Mataji. So loud and clear when you chant it. Thank you so much. Such a beautiful class. You made my day today. It is very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for that, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I am not doing anything. It's only Krishna and Prabhupada's mercy and Gauranita's mercy only. So I don't know how much I am progressing also. Just please bless me, all of you. I just beg at your lotus feet to each and every devotee who are present here, even on the Facebook, even all over the world. I just beg for mercy of your, beg for your mercy to get Krishna Prema. Hare Krishna.
Jai Mataji, already got it. Thank you, Mataji, for your sweet description. Hari Bol.
And Vanita Mataji, I especially love your smiling face. You're always smiling. It's very good.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Bhakti Sangha gives that smile, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Yeah, correct.
So, we are all together. It automatically makes me happy, Mataji, every day to be on the call. It gives me so much happiness. All glories to Bhakti Sangha.
Yeah, is it possible for me to see your face, Mataji, now, because your face gives a good enthusiasm?
Mataji, I will join from the phone, Mataji.
It's okay.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, if I have disturbed you, if you are free.
No, Mataji, I'll come, Mataji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika, Mataji. That was a beautiful darshan, Mataji. Thank you so much. Okay. So
Mataji, there are some messages on the chat, Mataji. Okay. I would like to read for you, Mataji. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Okay. Parima Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, very wonderful class and explanation. Dandavat pranams to you. Lakshmi Mataji, thank you very much for such a wonderful class, Mataji. Happy for your association today. Jai Sachinandana, Hare Krishna devotees. Shivani Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat pranam, fantastic class, Mataji. Thank you so much for your wonderful association, Hare Krishna, Shivani Mataji. Raj Prabhu, Hare Krishna, Dandavat, great class with beautiful PowerPoint slides. So much preparation. Bless me too, please. Lalitangi Mataji, wonderful class. So many references and shlokas. Very nice slides, Mataji. Thank you. So these are some messages from our dear devotees, Mataji. And just Induleka Mataji mentioned, Hare Krishna Anita Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Very wonderful class with so many realizations and lessons for us in our daily life. Sorry, unable to unmute now.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I'm so sorry. I'm coming in at the end. I was in between class. I had to leave for a couple minutes, but wonderful class, enlightening class. And I especially like, as I was leaving out the door, the one thing that I heard as I was leaving that door was when you said, Krishna wakes up in the morning thinking, who shall I help today? That was the most beautiful. I mean, as I was walking out the door, this is what I heard. And I was thinking, so sweet. And then I was gone in the middle of it. I will listen to class later. But then when you were explaining how you do not need to study the Vedas in order to learn to love Krishna. So, you know, two points I took away from the beginning and the end. So I'm looking forward to listening to the middle to see what other jewels I find. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for that wonderful blessings and words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, and thank you to all the devotees who have messaged in the chat. So I really give all your blessings to Lord Sri Krishna. So please bless me also, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Hari Bol, Mataji. Such a beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji.
like you are giving so many examples for each and every point. You are giving so many stories that was you are relating to that. When you are saying some point, you are relating the story for that. That was very amazing. And it was not like you prepared, and it has come naturally. You were talking in that way with so much knowledge. So nice to have your association, Mataji. Hare Krishna, and nice presentations.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So it's just only Krishna and Prabhupada's mercy. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanvar Pranams. Mataji, nice class, Mataji. I just have one question. So the Brahmanas, why were they not aware of Krishna's supreme position, Mataji? And the gopis, they were naturally in devotion for him. So is there anything given about this in the Bhagavatam, Mataji?
Can you come again with your question? Who were not knowing Krishna's...
The Brahmanas.
Yeah, that is what told in Bhagavatam, Mataji. The Brahmanas, Prabhupada has told in the Vedas, in the purports. The Brahmanas, they just learn only the Vedas. It is just this time. This is just only a Leela, Mataji, which Krishna wanted to perform to deliver the wives of Brahmanas. So he wanted, that is why this Leela is there in the Bhagavatam. He wanted to deliver the wives of Brahmanas. So that is why he used the tool of the Brahmanas. So the Brahmanas, and he wanted to teach a lesson even to the Brahmanas. This is just to show the Brahmanas who are in the material world, that who are doing all the sacrifices, but they are not knowing Krishna. So it is just to teach them a lesson. This Leela has been performed. So that is why this is all Krishna's arrangement only. That Brahmanas, they are not knowing Krishna. It is all Krishna's arrangement only. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hope that is clear, Mataji.
So, are you saying that they were under the yoga maya potency of the Lord, and that's why they did not realize, Mataji?
Yeah, they were in Mahamaya. Yeah, so they were in the Mahamaya potency, and they did not realize the God. So it is just the covering which is made by Lord Shri Krishna only. So that is to teach us that even if you learn Vedas, even if you do so many sacrifices, so finally everything is reaching you. Why you are not understanding that? That is what Krishna is saying. That is what Krishna wanting to give the lesson to us through these Brahmanas. So he wanted us to reach him directly through devotion, not through the Vedas and through the sacrifices. That is what Krishna want to give to us. That is why he has given here the Brahmanas as the two. Is that okay, Mataji? Yes, they were covered, Mataji.
Sure, Mataji. I was just wondering what potency was covering them. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Mataji, if nobody have any other realizations, can I ask one question, Mataji?
Yeah, Mataji.
Mataji, and starting you were saying that all the cowherd boys were saying Ram Ram, they were calling Balramji, right? For they were hungry, and so at that time I don't know, like, did I miss any point or not? So why Krishna said them to go and ask for the Brahmanas for the food? So in between, did I miss anything? So they were asking for Balramji, right?
So your question is why Krishna has told...
Yeah, they were asking. Yeah, they were asking for Balramji for the food, right? So,
yeah, that is what, Mataji. So actually, the Gopals, we cannot reach Krishna directly, right? We can reach Krishna only through Guru. So if we want to reach Krishna, we have to call out for Guru. So please give us mercy. We have to say to Guru, give us. Then Guru will give the knowledge to know about Krishna, and then we can reach Krishna. So that is why the Gopas first, they tend to call, hey, Ram, Ram, please give mercy, please give us some food. So they are calling to Ram. This is one realization, Mataji. And another is like they are calling for helpless, in a helpless situation, they are calling to Balramji. So they are calling Balramji, where in which Balramji in turn will direct us to Lord Sri Krishna. So in both the ways, we have to reach Krishna only through Guru. That is what is meaning here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Mataji, don't they call both Rama and Krishna's name?
No, Mataji. If you see the purport, if you see the shloka, the text one, there it is given as, I think, 23.1. So it is given as Ram Ram. Ram Rama Mahabaho. So they are saying...
Yes, Mataji. Yeah.
So they are calling out only for Ram first. They are calling for Balramji first, and then they are calling for Krishna. So it is like that. First, they are calling for Balramji.
Yes, Mataji. So they're calling both the names, actually.
Yeah. Yes, Mataji.
Thanks, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Mataji, yes. Can I add to this?
Yes, Mataji, please.
Because I just told you that when you were telling about this whole pastime, I was remembering Hari Parshad Prabhu's class. Yeah. So he was also giving the reason behind both the names, because they say Rama Rama. So one Rama represents Lord Balaram and the another Rama represents Radhika Raman, that is our Lord Sri Krishna, who is all attractive. So the reason that he gave is that he said that if those you are going to ask for the alms, right? So if they are bhogis, if they are sense enjoyers, then they will like the name of Rama, who is all enjoyer. So that means you can say the name of Balaram. And if they are bhaktas, they are devotees, then they will like my name, that is Krishna, which is all attractive. So for this, you know, reason, Krishna asked them to speak both the names, you know, both the names should be recited. So that's what, you know, Hari Parshad Prabhu was explaining.
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna. I think I heard in one lecture also the same, but I forgot it. So I'm just very conditioned, so I used to forget everything.
No worries, Mataji, still you prepared a lot.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And in this regard also, you know, Prabhu was explaining that how, you know, these Dvija Patnis, they served with so wholeheartedly, they served Lord Sri Krishna. So he was telling that it's actually Srila Harisuri's conclusion, that he was telling that just offering rice once to the Lord, all these Dvija Patnis, they ensured that their glories will be narrated forever by all the saintly souls. You know, they offered rice just once. You know, it was just a one episode that happened. And Dvija Patnis, they got so much of glories. So what to speak of the residents of Raja who fed Krishna every day of their life. So this way, you know, even the Anantashesh is never able to succeed in glorifying the Vrajavasis. And so the devotees, you know, because we always are conscious of Krishna, that, okay, we have to feed Krishna. Though Krishna doesn't need our service, but, you know, out of love and devotion, we do that.
Yes.
It was such a beautiful, you know, conclusion by Harisuri. So I just thought it's wonderful to share. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Pita Mataji, can you please repeat what you said about that Rama Rama? I am a little confused.
Anita Mataji, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, please go ahead, Mataji.
Okay. So Anita Mataji was actually referring to one of the words where Krishna says you have to say both the names, and he says Rama Rama. So one Rama represents Balarama, and another represents Krishna. So the reason that Krishna was giving was that he's saying that you are going to, you know, ask for food. So we don't know, you don't know that you are going to ask them. So are they really, what kind of people they are? So he was telling that if they are bhogis, means if they are sense enjoyers, then they will like the name of Rama, because Rama, one name of meaning of Rama is the all enjoyer. Right. And if they are bhaktas, they are devotees, then they will like my name, and which means all attractive. So for this reason, Krishna says that just speak both the names, that we have been sent by both of them. So either case, you'll get the food.
Either case, you won't get the food by the Brahmanas.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Mataji.
Brahmanas, they won't realize even Krishna. They are very much busy in sacrifices.
In their sacrifices, in their rituals. So that's why it says that don't follow rituals. Just aspire to it and become spiritual.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much.
So thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So anybody have any questions or realizations for Mataji? Okay. Or else, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, you want to go ahead, Mataji? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. You're muted, Mataji. I saw the darshan which you gave in the temple. Mataji, you were muted.
Mataji, we cannot hear you. Yes. Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, Dhanpat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, very, very inspiring class, Mataji. I have seen that how much potency you are given in a class, Mataji, and every day morning, if you are touched, time in a Japa Mataji, so many seva, Hari Hari Gauranga. Today's class is touch to heart by Srila Prabhupada Parsi Mataji. Thank you, Dhanpat Pranam, Hare Krishna, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. So sincere, Vaishnavi. Especially, I am so inspiring by your morning Japa. Hari Hari Gauranga.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Mataji, for that kind words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Guru Maharaj, all glories to Shishi Radha Madhav. And I really inspire your talk, Mataji, especially after each and every call, after the class. The way you talk, you're so realized, Mataji. I am really inspired by you, Mataji, your devotion and your class which you gave last week. It was so inspiring, Mataji. So you are so exalted. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. So we can end the call. Mataji, I think we are good, right? So, with all the devotees' permission and Anita Mataji, once again, thank you so much for this very detailed and you did a lot of research, Mataji. Thank you so much for this class. So, with this, I'd like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindaki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Katha Mela ki jai, Har Grace Anita Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
All the devotees.